think of Cardiff dishes, Gabe?
Yeah, I was calling about an offer here that y'all sent me out, trying to get a application in.
Okay, what's your 16-digit reservation code there?
23-11-42-01-00-12-3696. 3696? Yeah.
Alrighty, let me bring up your file here. Okay, is this Kenneth Brantley?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a moment here. Alrighty. Alrighty, and is this your cell phone you're calling off of? Is this the office number there?
Phone number I am. I work off this phone 24 hours a day.
Perfect. Okay, and yeah. What business are you with, Kenneth? I don't have it on file here.
I am a logger. I'm in the logging.
I'm sorry, you cut out there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I am in the logging business here in East Texas.
Okay, what's the name of your business there, Ken?
K&B Timber.
K&B Timber, perfect. Okay. Let me just confirm some information real briefly. We'll go ahead and discuss your any questions you have there about the offer. I have billing address down as 16361 County Road 26, Tyler, Texas 75707. Is that right? Are you there?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. And how is the business structure? Are you guys incorporated, an LLC, sole prop?
Sole proprietorship.
Okay, and how long have you been in business there, Kenneth?
About 21 years.
21 years, perfect. Alrighty, so yeah, if you can tell me what your needs are there, I can point you in the right direction as far as our programs go. Are you looking at equipment or capital there for the business?
Probably a little bit of both. Nothing just an emergency right now. I'm doing actually pretty well now, but, you know, occasionally I may buy a big track of timber that may run, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, and, you know, we may need, every now and then may need an extra machine or something of that nature, but nothing just real impulsive right now. Just kind of just checking into it. I've had several companies contact me trying to make me some offers on some loans and just decided to respond to one of them. I just, I don't really need anything immediately, but, okay. I mean, just knowing that I have the capital or the sources would make the decision.
Okay, and how much capital could you use down the road there? Maybe for a bulk order of timber there?
I don't know. I mean, my personal bank I have now, I'm at $200,000 over there. And what happens if I buy... And I buy timber there, and then also I purchase equipment there. So really, a couple $100,000 is not any money when you go to talking about, buying several different pieces of equipment and so forth and other. So I could probably use $150,000, maybe $200,000 possibly, but anything would help, you know.
Right, right. How much did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
I had one tax return statement for a little over $500,000, but I also carry timber to a guy that doesn't give me a 1099. He gets away with that, but I do about $750,000 to $800,000. But there's one guy that I haul raw material to, but he doesn't give me a 1099, so I can't actually show that. But I did about right at I think it's $525,000 or $550,000 on paper.
Okay. On paper. Alrighty. And you mentioned there's not really much of an urgent need. You just kind of want to see what we could do for you. What we could do is get a proposal worked up for you for when the time comes. You know, you have access to that capital. Now, it's a pretty simple process. Let me ask you a few questions here. How's the personal credit?
I'm probably close to 700 or maybe a little bit. I tell you what hurts me, I've got a lot of vehicles that okay. I probably don't need, but I've got a lot of vehicles on my credit. But I should be real close to 700.
Okay. And any other, besides like vehicles that are financed there, any current loans with the business?
I actually don't have any against the business other than just maybe some equipment. And then I have a couple of log trucks. and a lowball, just some, you know, some equipment and just normal things that go with a business of the time that I'm in.
Right, and what exactly do you guys do? Are you transporting the timber? Are you guys...
Yes, I do all that. I actually harvest the timber. I purchase the timber, harvest it, and do the whole ball of wax. I do the whole job.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and just like we kind of went based on sales. So, you know, what I think we would kind of be in the ballpark of for your business is freeing up maybe 60 to 90,000, maybe 100,000 there, kind of reflecting the sales there. So we typically do 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. That's usually reflected on the bank statements there. So I think that's like kind of a ballpark number as far as what we could free up for you and, you know, have that available to you when it is needed for, you know, any bulk purchases or that sort of thing, inventory, whatever you can use it for. It's unsecured and you can use it for whatever you need, you know.
That's right.
But yeah, just to give you a little information about the application process, we just look at a one-page application. Look at a first page from your tax return and 6 months business bank statements. And then based on that, we typically get you an answer in 1 to 2 business days after that, after receiving the documentation.
Okay.
Pretty straightforward process. So yeah, you're just kind of waiting for the right opportunity to present itself as far as bringing on this capital, kind of depending on how things are going for you.
Okay. All right. Not a problem.
Yeah, do you want me? I'm sorry. Yeah, I couldn't hear you there. You cut out. I'm sorry. What was that?
So I just need to call you and get a fax number at that time and get that information over to you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can fax it. Do you want me to, do you have an email I could shoot off to you, or so you have that all my information there on file and the application there?
Why don't you just email it to me? My email is Kenneth Brantley112
at yahoo.com. Okay, so just KennethBrantley112@yahoo.com?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll send you off the information, and then, you know, when you get it over, we can work up a proposal for you, have those funds available to you when you need it. Sound good?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get that email sent out to you there. And again, my name's Gabe. If you have any questions, definitely reach out to me. You'll have my fax number, a direct phone number on that email there, so you can refer to that.
All right. That'll work, man. Thank you.
You got it, Ken. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.